Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome and happy Sunday to each and every one of you, to guests 4816 and 4840. Welcome to the show. I'm not sure where you're joining us from, but I am honored that you have took the time to be here with me this evening. Today is a very special show. It's a show that I am dedicating to my longtime friend, my friend for over 40 years, who has gone home to be with the Lord yesterday morning. So it's a very emotional time for me, and I have decided to dedicate this show to him like I did April of last year when I lost my other dear friend. Joel Hilton was a special to me. He was special in my life. He was the godfather of my son. And we had a very special friendship and relationship, which I will speak about later on. And I just pray that there are others who are listening and that will call in. I send energy and condolences to his dear wife, Michelle, to his son, sons Jordan and Brandon, to his sister, Sharon, brother, Trevor, Patrick, and Winsome, and any other family members who I sure am hurting like I am hurting now. To my son, Javonte, who is questioning why God took his Uncle Joel. And we always don't understand why, but we know that God's love and protection will take care of us. Before I get into taking the calls and, you know, play more music, the number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to read an entry from one of my latest books, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And it is the entry for October 21st. And this entry was submitted by author Rhonda Fincher. And the title of Rhonda's entry is Diversity of Friends. Diversity of friends fills the many facets of my life, Rhonda writes. Joyce, who I can call for any reason, with any complaint or good news. My mother, who will always cheer me on, and an empathized with me whether I am right or not. My sister Robin, who will make sure I have thought of every possible outcome. Rose and Sandy, who share a weekend of laughs with me once or twice a year. Marilyn, Jody, Marcy, high school friends who pick up the conversation with me once a year like we never left off. Shelley, who shares the common loss of a child with me. Chris, my neighbor, who keeps an eye out for any strange happenings in the neighborhood. Ray and Warren, my male friends, who give me that male perspective when needed. Jody, Angie, Erin, Sarah, and Laura, my friends in the non-profit world, who I can call on with any challenge. Riley, my daughter, who provides fashion advice. Reagan, my daughter, who is my lunch date and always ready to help me when I need her. And the many special friends from church, work, and volunteer associations through the years. Friends, I am grateful for you. I am sure all the people in the chat room and all the people who are listening live will be expressing these same sentiments with Joel Hilton, or Bigfoot, as we affectionately call him. For those of you who are as old as I am, and you remember the days when we did not have any cell phones, but we had a CB radio, Joel's handle was Bigfoot on that. And that's what I used to call him. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, again, I want to welcome guest 5032 to the show. And you guys can type whatever you want to type in the chat room, or you are welcome to call in. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. I would love for you to call in and express what it is you have to express for Joel. And I remember meeting Joel, as I mentioned, it's over 40 years ago, and we have gone through a lot together. He was my friend, he was my brother, he was my confidant. You know, we would laugh and talk, and he would always tell me what needed to be told. He would not compromise anything. I remember prior to having my son, Givante, and I had 5 miscarriages before I gave birth to Givante. And Joel and Lorraine Campbell are the 2 people that I would always call when that happened. And they would tolerate my crying, my disappointment, and my grief. And they are always there to tell me that God knows best. It was just late August, early September, that I was in Jamaica. And, you know, we got together with Joel. You all know that he was a custom broker, so he cleared all the barrels and everything I had. And we were there together. He was joking with me that even with his replaced knee, he was going much faster than I was going up the stairs. And when he had to drive in the rented car that I have, because his truck was in the shop, he said, "Daphne, I don't understand you." I said, "What don't you understand about me, Joel?" He says, "Look on the size of me. Look on the size of Givante. We are tall men. We are big. Yet you rent this little car. You did not want us to ride in the car. You just rent the car for yourself. Next time you rent a big car, not a Toyota, so Givante and I can sit comfortable." And, you know, as you look back and you say hindsight, and I took him to take care of some business with me that I wanted, as usual, a man's opinion. Every time I would want a man's opinion on anything I'm doing, it's Joel. Whether I was going to call him from here on the phone or when I was living in Jamaica, Joel's opinion was something I valued. And I took him to look at, there's a new development that is going on there, and I took him there to get his opinion on what his thoughts were. And he affirmed it that it would be a good investment, and he said, if I was looking to secure property again, this is where I would be looking. We were at that place until it was dark, and he kept looking at different sections, and he was taking his godson with him, and he said, come, Javonte, come. Let your mom stay there. Come and let me show you how to assess things like these. And he was showing him the different advantages of one lot versus another. And he was just showing Javonte. And it was way, as I said, almost 9 o'clock. And we were still at that place. And he was making sure that Javonte understood what he was trying to teach him. And the following day, he called me on the phone and he said, oh, I forgot to tell you X, Y, Z. And he showed me some pointers that I am to make sure happen. And I said, that's okay. I'll call you when it's time to do that. He said, no, Daphne, write down what I'm telling you. You write it down so you have it, because we never know. Little did I know that I would not be seeing him when the time come for me to make that final decision. Joel, I'll miss you, but you will always be in my heart. You were my brother. You were my friend. You were my confidant. You were everything to me. And I want to play this song, and then I'm encouraging everybody on the phone to call in. I'm going to play this song, I'll Sing Your Love. I Can Sing Your Love Forever. And remember, at the end of this song, I encourage you guys to call in 646-915-8166.
Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice. For I will always sing up when your love came down.
Oh, I will sing of your love forever.
I could sing of your love
forever. Yes, that was my friend Elder Pierre Moranza out of Texas. And yes, Joel, all of us, your family, your friends, your clients, we will be singing of your love forever. Because you have left us that legacy. I was talking to your sister and heard of the great time. I'm hoping that Sharon will call in. Heard of the great time you guys had just less than 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I listened to a conversation. We have a caller and I'm going to go to the call now. Hello, caller. Your last 4 digits are 9385. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Sharon Norman. And
hi, I'm Sharon. How are you?
I am Joel Hilton's sister.
Yes, 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 yes. This is such a sad time for all of us, Sharon, because as you know, years ago, I remember when you started working with Joel in that little office on Market Street.
Yep.
And I used to barge in and just go into his office. And, you know, Frank, I couldn't understand. I mean, I don't think his wife, his first wife, had understood the relationship between us, you know?
Yeah.
But Joel was my brother, you know?
Yeah. I heard you talking about your last meeting with him, and
yes.
I just want to mention to the listeners, whoever is listening to your program, you know, about my last meeting with my brother, which was 2 weeks ago. My
yes.
other brother had his birthday party, and Joel was part of the celebration. He was there. He was dancing. He was so happy. I've never seen my brother dance so much. Mm-hmm. And he had such a good time, and that's the memory I have of him.
Yes.
Joel was a family person.
Yes.
A family oriented person.
Yes.
And he was always looking to get family together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About a month ago, he called me. He said, "What are you doing for Christmas?" I said,
yes.
"I don't have any plans yet." He said, "Why don't you come to Florida? I'm going to Florida for Christmas, and I'd like if you and your husband could come."
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
That's what he always encouraged us to get together. And we had regular family reunions, and
yes.
he would always be there, no matter what. He would be there. He would be part of it. He started doing a family tree, making a family tree, which I don't think he did get
finish.
To finish.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope we'll be able to find it and be able
yes.
to finish it
yes.
for him.
You know, Sharon, while you catch your breath, I remember when your dad died and Joel said, "No, I'm the father. I have to step up to the plate," he said.
Yes, and he was so proud of being our father, and we accepted him as father. After
yes.
my father died, he did tell us that. He said, "He is now our father," and we
yes.
did accept him as father. And one of the only thing that would upset my brother is if we would go to Jamaica and not call him right away.
Yes.
You know, you could never be in Jamaica and not call him right
yes.
away. And sometimes
yes.
I would go there and my sister would call me. "Did you call Joel yet?" I say, "Yes, I called Joel." And she'd breathe a sigh of relief. "Okay."
Yes, because you would never hear the end of it, you know?
Right.
Can you imagine Sharon come here 5 days and she didn't pick up the phone and call me yet?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. But my brother was a good person, and
oh, yes.
I see so much outpouring of love for him and for my family since his passing. And I just want to thank everybody. During the time when he was sick, I made a plea on Facebook for blood because the doctor said he needed a lot of blood. He needed 10 units per day. And everybody came out and they gave blood for him. Somebody told me the line at the blood bank was so long. Everybody was there for Joel Hilton.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so thankful, and I'm glad that you're using this platform to say thanks to the people, because family to Joel was not just biological.
True.
Family to Joel was extended. The community was his family. I remember, Sharon, those many years that Joel and I worked together on the credit committee at the Montego Bay Cooperative Credit Union. He would not decline an application until we view it from every possible angle.
Yeah.
He would not say no to something unless he really had to, because he knew people would not come and submit that application unless they were in need. He's always looking for a way to help somebody.
True. He was such a giving person.
Yes.
Such a kind person.
You know, he's laughing. You know, my son, Javonte, who is his godson, said to me yesterday, he said, "Mommy, you know, the other day when Uncle Joel came to pick up the barrel, because he wanted to get empty barrel from Javonte to drop off for Leroy."
Mm-hmm.
And he went to pick it up, and Javonte said, "Mommy, Uncle Joel was telling me not to stress about life. Don't worry about bills. Don't stress about anything. Love life, enjoy life, celebrate life, embrace life, because you never know when it's going to slip away from you." He said, "Mommy, I didn't know that was going to be the last conversation I had with Uncle Joel."
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "The only consolation I have, Mommy, is to know that he took sick and is the Lord take him home, because if it was somebody murder him, I don't know what I would do." You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we, as a family, we had a prayer meeting on Thursday night for him, and we prayed and we asked God to have his own way. We asked God to give us strength to accept whatever his decision is. And this is how God decided that he was going to let it go. He said he was going to take him home.
Mm-hmm.
So we accept it, and we're trying our best to hold up as a family. But thanks again to everybody who reached out and helped in such a tangible way.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for your support. Thanks for your love.
Tell you, Sharon,
we continue to need your prayers.
Yes, because the legacy that Joel has left us with is a legacy indeed. And we just need to keep building on it. And every decision we make, Sharon, we need to ask ourselves, if Joel was faced with this, how would he do it? I've never, for over 40 years I've known Joel, I've never heard him raise his voice.
No, never.
I'm not saying he was never angry, but he always deals with it in a calm and collective way.
Yes.
And I know that that is something we all can take from that.
Yes.
You know, I remember, you know, Sharon, the other day when I went out there, we were talking about his humble beginnings. For those of you who are listening, and I know a lot of my listeners are listening on the internet, and you all listen to my Wednesday show, which is geared towards entrepreneurs. Joel himself was an entrepreneur. He was a custom broker. And I remember when he started in a tiny little office, and it's the other day, Sharon, we were talking about when he wanted to put the sign up. I don't know if you remember when he wanted to put a sign up so people would know where his business is.
Yeah.
And Mr. Thompson wouldn't let him put the
sign. The landlord wouldn't let him, yes.
We were talking about that, and we were laughing, and I said, "Joel, where is he now? Have he seen how the Lord has elevated you?" You know? And he talked about how the Lord blessed him. with that building he got. And if it was not because of all the good he was doing for people, the Lord would not bless him and set him above others to secure that property.
Yes, that's true.
You know?
That's so true.
And I want to tell anybody listening, listen, call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And the people in the chat room, if you're a little bit shy, although I would love for you to call in so it's not just Sharon and I praising Joel, you all can express. You can type something in the chat room. The box below, you can type in it, and I will read what you say. But my first choice is for you to call in 646-915-8166. We still have an hour and 4 minutes remaining. This show is going to be 90 minutes long. Sharon, I want to share one more thing. If you can just hold your horses there, if you may. I'm going to read another entry from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And this comes from Angela I. Schutz. And it reads, "When friends morphs into love." And I just want you to listen with keen eyes, because I'm not reading this to say that Joel and I were in love, but I want you to listen to what an authentic friendship is like.
Yeah.
"When, with an open heart, I met a new friend, a person with whom I had an instant connection. We walked for hours, for hours, long into the night during the first meeting. As we excitedly wanted to tell each other everything we could of about our personal lives that would be of interest to each other. We developed that kind of rhythm you get when you are in sync with another person, a choreographed dance that floats you from one topic to another. As the conversations reach crescendo and then fall away as we say goodnight. Each night, I pause to examine what it meant to have a friend, but I knew that was more. I became troubled as I searched my soul to figure out what this was," Angela writes. What can you call that relationship that is more than a friend? Yet, not one of the same intensity we have when we are hopelessly in love with someone. What do you call that person in your life who gets you and holds you tenderly in their greatest esteem? What am I grateful for? The hope of friendship morph into everlasting love."
Mm.
And when I read this was
beautiful.
My friend Joel. This was who Joel was to me.
Yeah.
This is the expression of who he was to me, and I'm sure hundreds more other people. You know?
Oh, yes.
I can't imagine what Nancy and Carmen is going through right now, because they also had that kind of a friendship with Joel like I did. You know, we were all single, and he was kind of the only man with the four women, Franca, Nancy, Carmen, and myself. And we could ask him anything, right? And although he was outnumbered, he was never afraid to tell you what is on his mind.
Right.
And he would not apologize for that.
That's the kind of person he was. very open, very honest. Yet at the same time, he had such a sense of humor.
Yes, 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 yes. Laughter, laughter, laughter. Healthy laughter. Healthy laughter. It's the same thing. My friend, I don't know if you remember my friend who works at Lucy Hospital, Sharon. She came there with me a few times, Joel. Opal. She came there to Joel's office with me a few times. She looked like she's Chinese. And she had not seen Joel all these many years. And then the other day when I went out, I took her with me and she saw Joel. And Joel looked at her and said, Opal, Jerry, where you live? She said, I live same place because she lives in Lucy. And he said, I didn't know you still live here. I thought you were overseas. He said, Daphne, how come you didn't tell me that Opal still live here? And he says, I have to stop and visit you, Opal, when I'm going to Negril. And when I called her last night to tell her of his passing, Sharon, she said to me, Daphne, stop joke like that. That is not something to make joke about. I said, Opal, would I call you to make a joke like that? It's not a joke. It's real. And she said, my God, after all these many years, I didn't see the man. I thank God that he allowed me to just see him the other day. She said, I can still hear him laughing in my ears.
That laughter you'll never be able to forget. You know, that voice, I'll never be able to forget.
Never, never. Does your husband want to say anything?
He's sleeping right now.
Okay. Oh, my Lord. Listen, guys, call in 646-915-8166. Anything else you want to tell the listeners about your brother, Sharon? You know, use this time. Use it wisely.
Well, I'm just grateful that God gave me that time with him 2 weeks ago, and my brother was conscious up to the very end. And he was able to understand me when I spoke to him. When I spoke to him on the phone, he was able to talk back to me. I told him I love him, and he said, I love you too. And we had a short conversation because he was so weak, but I thank God that I had that time.
Yes.
I had that opportunity, you know, to just tell him that I love him. I'm sure he knew that,
yes,
you know, but just to remind him.
Yes, 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 yes. Because was working with Joel your first job?
Yes, Joel. Yes. I was 17 when I left high school, and I was employed to Joel for 1 year before I went to college.
Yes, because I remember he told me, my little sister is coming to work for me. He was so proud.
Yes.
He was so proud.
A good boss he was too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he taught me how to, you know, the office protocol, basically. He taught me just how to behave on a job. That was my first experience.
Right. Telephone calls and all that.
Everything. Everything. My brother was a good person. I don't know. I miss him so much.
Oh, my Lord. We just have to keep, just pull on. We just have to keep holding on to that legacy that he gave us, that legacy, that kindness, you know, that legacy that he gave us. And you know, Sharon, we all have to just get up and live today to its fullest, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Not at all.
Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So we need to just take advantage of what we see right now. Make the best, you know. Don't get into any fuss with anybody and any malice and anything like that, because life is too short.
Life is too short
for that kind of a thing. Let us just embrace. We are not always going to agree, but we must agree to disagree without being disagreeable. Because at the end of the day, we can go to bed and have a peaceful rest, knowing that we're not holding up anything inside of us to go to bed. Because who knows, we might not get a second opportunity to tell, say, Sharon, I'm sorry, or Daphne, I am sorry.
True.
You know?
True. Because, you know, this just happened so suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
A month ago, nobody could tell that something like this could ever happen.
Right.
It just happened so suddenly. It's like it developed in 1 week, and he was gone.
My God.
So suddenly.
My God. My God. And we just ask everybody to pray for pray for the family, and especially his two sons, because they're still young.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, his sons are young because his first wife didn't have children, and his second wife had these two young boys. One is about 17, the other one is about 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is the age where they need their father.
Their father, yes,
you know?
yes. And you know, little Jordan, he was telling me the other day that Jordan was talking to him and asking him about what it takes to own the wharf. First he asked his father who owns the wharf. And his father explained to him how the wharf is operated and who owns it and all of that. And the next thing he told his father, Sharon, was that he is going to own the wharf, and all the trucks and everything there, he wants to own them too, because he wants to have total control of the wharf.
Okay.
I want to welcome Quantum Leap Institute to the show. And Mark, I was expecting to hear from you. I didn't hear from you, but by all means, you can still call in, Mark. The number to call, let me type the number for you, is 1-646-915-8166. Call in. I'm going to allow him to speak because, you know, Sharon, what this young man, this gentleman here, his name is Mark, and what he is looking to do, what that I'm going to allow him to speak about, is right up Joel's alley, and Joel would have wanted him to speak about it, because he's getting ready to, next weekend, to invite a gentleman from Brazil that is going to come here to Connecticut and to the United Nations on Tuesday to talk about prejudice.
Oh.
And, you know, and things like that. So, Mark, if you can hear me, go ahead and call in. And Sharon, I'm going to mute you in a bit, and then let me leave you open and let Mark talk.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to get him on. Hello,
hi,
Mark.
Daphne.
Hi, Mark. How are you? How are you?
All right.
Yes, I did not hear from you, but that's okay. I'm glad you're calling now, because I am dedicating this show to my friend. I lost. There's some noise in the background. You got to quiet it down because it will go in the conversation. I'm dedicating this conversation, this show today, to a friend of mine who passed away kind of suddenly yesterday morning. However, the work that you are doing, Mark, is something that my friend Joel Hilton would have embraced and endorsed. And so I'm going to allow you to talk about what it is that you are looking to do with Quantum Leap. So go ahead. Introduce yourself, tell the listeners your name and where you're calling from, and then you go ahead and tell them what it is you're looking to do next weekend.
My name is Marconi Vieira, and I'm a representative of the Quantum Leap Institute. And basically, our idea is to spread the ideals of, you know, respect and comprehension among people. And this weekend here at the WestCon you know, at the student center theater on the west side, not the west side, on the Midtown campus of Western Connecticut State University here in Banbury. We're going to have a conference with several speakers from Brazil, and it's going to be mostly about respect, understanding, and respecting differences and against prejudice. Prejudice against black people, against women, against homosexuality, and basically prejudice in general, you know, a bunch of other things. So the main idea is everybody deserves to be respected. Everybody deserves to be acknowledged for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have a group of people from the scientific side that are going to be doing a first batch of lectures. Every lecture is going to be short so that it doesn't become too tiring for people. So they're going to be lectures of 30 minutes. But we're going to have a group of like three people from the scientific area. Then we have a group from the health area, mainly a couple of psychologists. And then at the end, we have a couple of people doing the spiritual side, the spiritual end, where we're going to encompass everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the idea is to join, you know, the common sense, the spirituality, and all these things all together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mark, why did you think that this is essential for this community at this time? You just went to Brazil, I think, 6 months ago, and you saw it fit to do this this event. Why you thought this would be add value to this community at this time?
Oh, no, actually, I do know the Quantum Leap Institute in Brazil for a while, for several years. And before I developed here, it's like a spiritual, it's more a spiritual congregation. We had our meetings, and basically what I see here is a lot of ideas that we are lacking in our days or around here, you know, respect for difference. I'm friends with Alaú Antijo. He's one of the people that works with the Interfaith AIDS Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me how some of the people that he helps, you know, that they basically help people that are HIV positive.
Yes, yes.
And how they are discriminated.
Mm-hmm.
Some because they have the disease, others
mm-hmm.
because they are homosexuals, others
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they are from a different country or they don't
mm-hmm.
speak, you know, English very well. So
mm-hmm.
there is all kinds of discrimination, all kinds of differences that are not respected.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I believe, but this is not a problem of Banbury. It's not a problem, you know, just of ours. And that's one of the reasons why, besides going to the, you know, West Con, we're also going to the United Nations. That's why
mm-hmm.
we submitted our idea to them, and they, you know, approved us and let us speak there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mark, would you please tell people how to contact you to get more information?
Sure. You can call me at 203-731-1396.
And what are the hours of the event next weekend?
On Sunday here at WestCon, it's going to start at 2 p.m., and then it goes until 5. It's going to be 6 lectures of 30 minutes. And then we have a break of 1 hour. We're going to serve some refreshments, you know, coffee and something to eat so that people, you know, start the whole day. And then we have, then from 6 to 7:30, we have the two closing lectures. And the main one by Benjamin Teixeira, that is the president and founder of the Institute, and that is the basically our spiritual leader, let's
mm-hmm.
put it this way.
And when he says Sunday, guys, because this show is an archive, he's talking about Sunday the 28th of October 2012, because the shows are an archive, so we don't want people going to WestCon all year round hoping to see this event. This is happening on the 28th of October 2012. So, yeah, Mark, is there anything else you want to say? Do you still have openings for the people who want to go to the UN?
Yes, and mm-hmm. for the UN, it's important. It's not essential, but it makes things easier if people call me before so that
mm-hmm.
we can put their names on a list.
Okay,
and
great.
Make clearance on the with the security of the United Nations either.
Okay.
But that's basically it. And I Bethany, I thank you very much for, you know, giving me this opportunity to.
Okay, you're welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great evening. And
you too.
I pray for your success with the event.
Thank you very much. Hope
all
to
right.
See you there.
Okay. All right, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. So, Mark, it's interesting, Sharon.
Yeah.
Mark and I met a little over a month ago because he came and volunteered. I have a local cable TV show. And he came there as one of the volunteers to do my camera for my taping of the show. And at the end of the show, he complimented me on the subject I thought of. And I didn't even know the amazing work that he was doing, because this is a big project. And for someone to see the need for that, he is like a one-man show. He's not doing this with a large committee or anything, but he just saw it and know that it was essential that he must get this out. So we just pray for his success.
Yes, because that's a much needed topic at this time too.
Yes, yes. And I was very proud of him when he called me to say that they got approved to go to the UN. To present. And we have some new guests that join us. Guests 4816546254625331. Listen, you guys can type something in the chat room, say something about Joel, or call on the phone 646-915-8166. Let us hear what you have to say about whether he's your family member or if you were a client of his. Let's talk about the service that you had received from him. I don't know if anything else came to your mind, Sharon, while Mark was speaking that you would like to share.
Well, there's so much to say about Joel because, you know, I'm 51 years old. I've been his sister that long, so it's so many good memories I have of him. You know, just that pleasant laughter, always pleasant. And what I learned about him in the late years is that he is just like my father, in that he was a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
He could do so many things that I didn't even know he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he came to my house, he was always finding things to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, just like my father would do.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he was my father after my dad died.
Yes.
And he did fill the role.
Yes.
In a big way, because he would do the very same things that my father used to do.
Mm-hmm.
He would come there and just fix things, you know,
wow.
Plumbing, electrical work, just anything. He had skills I didn't even know.
That's right. You know, Sharon, you say you're 51. I cannot believe it. Can you imagine?
Time goes by.
Yes. And to Joel, you were still his baby sister.
Always
his baby. You would never grow up, Sharon. You are never going to grow up.
True.
You know?
And he would call me, come here, little girl.
Yes. Because I want to piggyback on something you said when you said he was such a family man. Because that was how I met all your brothers and sisters, because I didn't know about all of you. So Joel take his time and introduce me to everybody. And that was how he operated and just do things. He just had to have a network. Talk about a networker. And Joel is never saying what's in it for him.
No.
Always want to find out what can he do for somebody.
True.
What can I do for somebody? The other day when we were walking up the stairs to go upstairs, the assessment office down at the wharf, and he was talking to me about my being old and my knees cannot carry me up the step. And I said, "You look at you. You are the old man." I said, "Look how white your beard is and your hair and everything." And this lady was coming down and he stopped right in front of the lady on the step. He said, "Ma'am, do you think I look old? Do you believe what she's saying?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Oh, no, sir. You're such a handsome, good-looking young man." He said, "Please tell her again for me because I don't sure she hear you." And that big laugh, that big laugh, and he went in and he opened the door and he went inside where the people is. The minute Joel walked in there, Sharon, everybody started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in that place started laughing, and that was what he did. You know, that was what he did. He just like bring joy, peace.
Joel would walk in a room and light up the room.
Yes, 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 yes. And it was not just because he was handsome and tall. It was his personality.
And boy, was he handsome.
Oh, my God. I post his picture on my Facebook page. And I have this Jewish friend, and she write back. And she said, "Oh, my God, he seemed like he was a great guy." I said, "Not just looking at his picture. He was a great guy from the inside out."
Yes.
Inside out. You know? And, you know, I just remember all the laugh we had in September, and nobody's going to be able to take that away from me.
No.
Take that away from me. And listen, you might be in the chat room, and you are just a regular listener to my show. You really did not know Joel. If that's the case, still call in, because I am sure you must have some dear friends in your life. Call in and express your feelings towards your great, your dear friend. And you don't have to know somebody to express your love to their family. So we have 37 minutes remaining. Please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. You know, Joel has a friend, Antoinette, that this lady used to be my neighbor in Jamaica, and she moved to Florida, and I introduced Joel to her, and then I called her yesterday. She could not believe when I told her, and she said the last time he was in Florida and he called her, she didn't get the message, so she didn't get to talk to him. But he always keep in touch with friends, always. And you know what I like, Sharon? It does not matter how long I never call Joel or I never see Joel. He never reprimand me when I call him or when I turn up. He
always
never
has open arms.
Yeah, he never say what happened to you, why you didn't call, and what happened to you. Never, ever say that. Always welcome in arms and embrace you. And ready with our ears, our listening ears, to listen. So what go on now? You know, and we start talking and we start laughing, just like we never separated parts. Just like we never separated parts. You know? And whomever is listening, guys, don't wait until something happened to let the people in your life.
This lady is having a radio show. And she's dedicating to Joel.
I guess she's talking to her
just
husband.
A few minutes left on it, but she wants to call and pay tribute. His number
is, so she's calling up maybe somebody to call. So,
815-8166.
Yes, so Sharon is calling up some people to call and talk about Joel, and that's good. I didn't put her on mute, but that's all good. That's all good, because we want people to show their sentiments, because Joel was a kind, loving person. Kind, loving person. You are a kind, loving person who always give so much to everybody around him. Everybody, he always have a kind word for. I've never heard him gossip or say anything derogatory about anybody. And I know it might be strange to hear that you know somebody that long and never heard him say anything negative about anybody. He always fine. We have another caller, and I'm going to go to the caller. Caller, good evening. Your first three digits are 954. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm Beverly Hilton, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Miss Beverly. How are you?
Hi. Who is this? Daphne?
Yes, this is Daphne.
Yeah, I'm Joel's sister.
Yes, how are you?
I am trying to cope.
Yes, that's all of us. We are hurting. I want to thank you for taking the time to call in. And we have 34 minutes remaining, and you can use any amount of time you want to just express your love for your brother and anything else you want people to know about your brother.
I can go ahead?
Yes, go ahead, Beverly.
I don't know where to start. Joel was such a loving brother. I'm going to miss him so much. It's going to be hard, but I will just have to learn.
Yeah.
I have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
We all love him so much, but God loves him best. That's why he took him out.
Yes.
And I am not going to question God. I was doing it, but
yes.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are in his hands.
Yes.
And he gives life, he takes it away. And whatever he does, it is well done.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. I love you so much.
Thank you, Beverly.
And to his family.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to just say to his wife and children, be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here for you, and we love you all.
Mm-hmm.
Just to talk. Hello?
Yes, and if any...
Hello?
Yes. Is this another family member?
Yes, this is...
Okay.
That was just my mom. This is his niece, Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, we
I'm
all are
there.
Hanging and hurting. Yes.
Oh,
so what,
yes.
What do you want to tell my listeners about your Uncle Joel?
My Uncle Joel was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Grandpa died, Uncle Joel was left in charge of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me now, I'm wondering what am I going to do? Uncle Joel was just the best. He was so loving. He was such a full of joy. He was so fun to be around, and I'm really, really going to miss him. I would always call him and say, Uncle Joel, how come I don't hear from you? You know,
mm-hmm.
Grandpa left you in charge of me, and he said, no, Grandpa didn't leave me in charge of you. He leave me in charge of your mother. And I said, well, too bad for you. It is a combo.
It's one package.
You know, it's exactly. And, you know, it's just, I'm
no,
really,
yeah.
really heartbroken because
yeah.
I just moved to Fort Lauderdale, and Uncle Joel and his family were supposed to be coming to St. Christmas
mm-hmm.
here.
And
he was
Sharon
saying,
told me.
Yeah, he was saying, you know, tell this one to come down from New York. Tell that one to come from where? And, you know, let's
mm-hmm.
all meet up here.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was really looking forward to it. And, you know, this one just came out of left field. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But
you know
something, Tamika, you all still need to do it. And know that his spirit
yeah.
is going to be there. His spirit is going to be there dancing and laughing. Dancing and
yeah.
laughing. You know, I was down in Jamaica approximately a month ago. And when we're talking about everybody, and he said, Daphne, can you imagine win some working now? I said, what do you mean win some working now? Win some always work. He said, no. Win some used to go to work, but you know, always work. and we laugh. We just laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had something humorous to say.
Yes.
But he just loved everybody. He just loved everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
And is there anybody
anybody
else there, Tamika? I'm not cutting you off, but I'm just saying anybody else is there, you can let them talk to after you are finished.
Oh, well, no, there's nobody else here, but I'm going to let some others call in. What time does the program finish?
We have 29 more minutes. So give it, we can take a lot of call during that time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Tamika.
We'll give the number out. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, honey, he was my friend for over 40 years.
Oh, man.
You know, he was my friend. He's my son godfather. So he's family. He's not biological family, but he is family.
Was he?
You know?
Yeah. I just want to say to Auntie Michelle, Brandon, Jordan, I love you. Love you today.
Yes. Sharon?
Yeah.
Auntie
Sharon, you're there?
Yes. Yes, Auntie Sharon is here. Auntie Sharon and I have been holding the fort since 7 p.m. What you want to tell Auntie Sharon, Tamika? Tell Mommy Auntie Sharon is on the line, too.
Auntie Sharon is on the line, too.
I didn't know that. I know you didn't know. I've just been listening, baby.
I thought
my heart out already, and I was listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Carl wants to say something.
Yes. Come on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, baby. How are you? Oh, this is Miss Daphne. Miss Daphne is the host of the A New Day show, and she's Uncle Joel's friend for over 40 years.
And Uncle Joel's nephew.
Uncle Joel's nephew. All right, baby, what you want to say to the people about your Uncle Joel?
I miss him. He's my best uncle.
Oh.
And I love him so much.
Oh, baby. Oh, we know we all love Uncle Joel, sweetheart, too. But you know what happened, sweetheart? We now have our own angel up in heaven, because Uncle Joel is an angel up in heaven, and he's going to be looking down on us, okay?
Yes, definitely. Okay, I'm going to give the number to somebody else.
All right. Okay, thank you, Beverly.
All right.
Wow. Listen, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. You know, whether you knew Joel or if you had another dear friend that you lost, we want to hear from you. You know, how you coping, how you deal with that. I mean, it's like a roller coaster with the emotions that are going on, you know. I listened to Beverly talk about questioning God. It's like my son said, Mommy, why did God take Uncle Joel from us? You know, why? But we got to trust God for all the good that Joel has done, all his kindness, all the joy and happiness he has brought into the lives of so many people. God did not want him to suffer.
No.
He let him exit with pride and dignity and as much peace as he could possibly have. He allowed him to be able to communicate with his family to the last end. And for that, we are so thankful. You all guys were able to know what he was going through. He was able to express the good news that the doctor gave him.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. God knew otherwise.
Right. That is so true. And we never can question the wisdom of God.
Oh, no. No.
He gives life and he takes it.
Yes. He gives it and he takes it. He gives it and he takes it. Listen, guys, we have 25 minutes remaining. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Guest 5032 4840. Give us a call, 646-915-8166. Let us hear what you have got to say about your dear friend Joel Bigfoot Hilton. Sharon, did you remember that that was his name?
Yeah, I remember, that's his handle.
Yes,
Bigfoot.
Yes.
And an appropriate one it was.
Oh, my God. Oh, we have another caller out of Florida. Your last four digits are 5449. Welcome to the show. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Sure, it's Sammy. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What's your name again, honey?
Sammy.
Shani?
Sammy.
Sammy.
Sammy. Tammy?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Sammy. S-A-M-I.
Sammy. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
That's Winsome's daughter.
My heavens. Yes, another of Joel needs. Okay, Sammy.
Yes.
Oh, what are you going through now, honey?
I'm staying strong for my family and myself. And, I mean, God knows best.
What do you want the listeners to know about your Uncle Joel?
He was a great, loving, caring father, brother, uncle, friend. And it's just sad how quickly things turn around. And I mean, personally, it has had an effect on my life wherein I now see that there's nothing guaranteed and to enjoy my loved ones while they're around. And, you know, God, I'm just praying for the understanding and to give myself and my family members strength to get through our time of grief. And I know this too shall pass because I have faith.
Well said, baby. Well said, my baby. Well said.
Hi, Sammy. Sammy?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, because one of my friends was just calling me from Fort Lauderdale to tell me that Joel died, so that I was on the line.
Okay.
Just don't stay where you are, Sammy. Don't go anywhere. I have one more caller. We have 22 minutes remaining. I have one more caller. Let me hear who that is. Stay where you are, honey.
I will.
Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 4808. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Marque from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hi, Marque. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am hanging there and going through the motions. How
okay.
are you related to my dear friend, Joel?
I'm his niece. I'm Sammy's sister.
Okay. Oh, my heavens. So, what are you going through, honey?
Mourning a good man, because I feel like his time here was cut short, and we didn't quite have time to prepare for him to go.
Wow.
I feel like I lost a piece of that father that I never had. He showed me what a man should be, how a man should take care of his family, and I feel like I now missed out on a piece of that because he's gone.
Wow. You know something? It doesn't matter how much time we got, we would have never been prepared, you know? But the one thing we have is the legacy that he has blessed us with. We can draw. Your Auntie Sharon is on the phone too, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you all know Auntie Sharon is on the line. Auntie Sharon is on the line, too, if you all want to say something to her. But, you know.
Stay strong, and we love you.
Love you, too, baby.
Love you.
Love you. Love you both.
Wow, it is so sad. And, you know, we would never be prepared. But
never.
All we can do, you know. And,
if
you
we
know,
got
Sharon,
if we got 10 years.
We wouldn't prepare.
We would never be prepared. We would still miss him. We would still be mourning.
But
thank God he didn't suffer.
That's right. And you know, Sharon, on second thought, God did prepare us. Look on the joyous time. You said Joel outdanced you at the party.
Oh, yes, he did.
I got my preparation, too, because it's less than a month ago I was with him. We had some good laughter and everything. So we were prepared. This is what we can hold on to. our last visit together.
Yes.
And your nieces probably saw him a little longer than that, but they too can draw on the last time they saw their uncle, because I know it was a happy time.
No, they saw him the same time that I did.
Oh, they were at the party too?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
We were all dancing together. We had such a good time.
My God. So, I mean, Trevor and Patrick, we have to step up now. Who is older, Trevor or Patrick?
Patrick.
So Patrick is now the daddy. He'll have to step up. Who's the OG? Who is that, Sammy?
Yeah.
Who's the OG?
Me, I'm sorry.
Sammy.
I'm scared of this daddy role because I feel like when my grandfather passed, Uncle Joel stepped up, and now he has passed, so I think we should leave the road empty.
Leave it empty?
Yes.
I was going to tell you, since you say, oh gosh, to flip a coin, head or tail, Patrick. Patrick or Trevor. It's not the role letting them pass, Tommy, so you can let somebody else take the mantle up.
We always need a leader.
That's right. Okay. That was too funny. I'm thanking you, honey, to let me laugh, you know.
You're welcome.
Huh?
I said you're welcome.
Yeah. Anything else you or your sister want to tell the people? We have 18 minutes. Oh, I have one more caller here. Let me go. Thank you, Fort Lauderdale, for lighting up the board. You guys stay where you are. Hello,
okay.
Caller. Your last four digits are 0715. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Donovan from
Hi, Donovan. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm doing good.
All right. How are you related to my dear friend, Joel?
Well, I'm the eldest nephew. Yes, and I have worked for him for approximately 12 and a half years.
It was that long.
My God.
And that has been about 29 years ago when I started.
Wow.
So, personally, this came home to me forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even get a chance, which I wanted to actually telling how much I really appreciate him from that time until now, because he is the person who actually took me for my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And when I failed, he took me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember even the time when I got my license and I was driving downtown, and I was looking around on everyone trying to get their attention to let them know I am now driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned to me, hey, one day the time will come. You're going to get all that chance. Just look where you're going. So I have a lot of memories.
Just like him. Just like him.
And I have a lot of memory. So much memory of him. And I really, 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 really missed him.
Yes.
Really from my heart, because he paved that road for me. Today, the person who I am in the business world, a business mind, and just being this kind of a person, professional, he's the one who taught me all of that.
Yes. Your Auntie Sharon is on the line as well, and she expresses the sentiments that what she know about office protocol and everything is what she learned from Joel. And you know, Sharon, one of the things we were talking about the other day was how reluctant he was to start that business because he thought he didn't have the quality to do the business nor the qualification. And he said, remember, everybody said, but who is running Bin's office? Bin's is away more than he's there. You is running it. If you're running his, why can't you run your own?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's really, really, it was me and Marcia, and I spoke to her today. She's now in Jamaica. Matter of fact, she's supposed to come back on Thursday. She wanted to come to this funeral so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just saying, we had first and with Joel Elton Limited.
Mm-hmm.
We started and we grew that business.
Mm-hmm. I remember Marcia.
Well,
tell her hello when you see her.
You don't remember me? I remember you.
You remember me? Well, thank God. I'm glad you remember me. Hold on, there's one more person. Let me get this person. You guys, stay where you are.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 754. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yulette, calling from Pembroketon, Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, we have 14 minutes remaining on the show. How are you related to Joel?
Joel is my cousin.
Joel is your cousin. So what, Sharon is on the line, Donovan is on the line, Winsome daughters are on the line, so...
Hey, Yulette.
Have your other family member.
Hi, Yulette.
Hey, Yulette.
Hey, Donovan.
What's going on with you now, Yulette? I mean, all of us is going through this roller coaster of emotion. I mean, he was my friend for 40 years, so it's like over 40 years. It's like we family, you know?
Right.
I can't imagine what it is like for you. So you want to tell my listeners... what your cousin meant to you and some special moments that you had with him?
I call him my gentle giant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why did you choose that title for him?
Because he was so tall and big,
huh?
Mm-hmm. But he was also so sensitive and easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I was happy to have him, and I was glad to be able to spend some time with him in June.
Yeah.
At another family function.
Mhm. Mhm.
And we had a wonderful weekend.
Mhm.
And I'm gonna take that last weekend with him smiling.
Yes.
And have so much fun.
Time. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. I thank you for calling in, and we have 12 minutes remaining. I want to give everybody else an opportunity to just give a brief closing thought on what they want to say about Joel. So, Sharon, you want to go first, and then Sammy's daughter, then Sammy's sister, then Donovan, and then we'll come back to Yulette.
Okay. I just want to reiterate something that I said before. What a wonderful person Joel was. He was loved by everybody. I don't think he ever had an enemy in his lifetime because Joel cared so much about people. Joel took over the role as father of the family when my dad passed away, and he played the role very well. Because he was always there. You could always call him for advice,
mm-hmm.
just like you could when my father was around.
Mm-hmm.
You could always call him to help with anything, and he was always there. And whenever he came to my house, he was always looking around for things to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always find them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I will miss him. I will miss him, but I will cherish the memories I have of him because
mm-hmm.
they are so, so many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May his soul rest in peace. And I just pray for strength for my family to bear this.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. Sammy?
Hello?
Some closing thoughts about your uncle. We have 10 minutes remaining. I want to split it between you and Donovan, your sister, and your cousin. Go ahead, honey.
All right. I want to give them the opportunity to go first, please.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Donovan, go ahead.
Well, I actually put in my little piece, but Jean is there, and she really wanted to put in hers
All right.
Real quick.
All right. So let go ahead, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jean. How are you doing? What's your relationship with Joel, honey?
uncle-in-law.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So what you have to tell, what you want the listeners to know about your uncle-in-law?
For the few years that I knew him, he was, I think, just a good supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Always turn up for whatever the occasion is.
Mm-hmm.
So he supports his family well. I believe that he's just always there when you call on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I am happy to say that my last memory of him was this year in the month of June,
mm-hmm.
at a memorable occasion at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that. That is my, you know, my last,
yes,
my last thoughts of him. It was a happy occasion.
Yes.
And the last I saw him, he was happy. So
okay.
I just want to, you know, just to leave that in memory.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes. Sammy's sister, I forgot your name.
Marque.
Marque?
Yes, I'm here.
You want to say something, closing? We have 9 minutes remaining, so we're trying to split it up about with everybody, so you have a last word to say.
Okay, I'll just say my memory of him is somebody who was very charismatic. He was funny. He was sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
He, being around him was always a good time.
Yeah,
I was always laughing. He made
mm-hmm.
fun of me. He
mm-hmm.
made fun of anybody.
Yes, yes.
And he made a party the party.
Okay.
And
all right.
he made me feel loved. He
mm-hmm.
guided me. He spoke to me. He was very honest with me. And
mm-hmm.
he provided me with support that
mm-hmm.
I needed
mm-hmm.
from a man. And I'm thankful. And I just want to say to my family, I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this together. And to his wife and kids, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make it through this, and we'll
mm-hmm.
do it together.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you, I will put the link to this show on Sharon's page, so you all can copy it from Sharon's page and put it on your page on Facebook, or share it with whomever you want to share it with, so they can listen to that. Okay.
Okay.
You want to go, because I think Miss Sammy says she wants to go last. We have we have 7 minutes.
I'm going to turn over my turn to my mom, who is his
okay.
cousin.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Go ahead.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. This is Clover.
Hi, Clover.
Davis.
How are you?
Oh, I am blessed. I'm blessed.
Yes.
Because I with Joel a few weeks ago. We spoke about an hour and a half. We
beautiful.
Were just talking.
Beautiful.
Talking.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
We had a good time. And we were, he always called me on the phone, and we always talked.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
was a sweet boy. He's a baby for me, you know.
Oh.
Okay. I am 80 plus, so I knew when he was born.
We're not going to let him know you said that. We're not going to tell him. That's our secret, okay?
Oh, yes. That's all handsome. Well, oh, my Lord. I'm praying for him and
yes.
his boys.
Yes.
We love
yes.
him. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sammy, you ready yet?
Yes. Might as well.
until somebody else call, I'm watching my switchboard. If somebody else call, I'm going to cut you off and let them talk.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I appreciated the times that I was able to spend with my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And the memory that I have of him was our last trip, like a week, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like my sister said, he's always making fun of everyone. And we had a heart-to-heart moment
mm-hmm.
about where I'm going with my future in terms of a career.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be able to have the strength
mm-hmm.
to be there for his wife,
mm-hmm.
Auntie Michelle, and his two sons, Brandon and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not been in the position that they are in,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still grieving as well. And
right.
he will be missed. And we just need to stay together as a family, because a family that prays together stays together, and that's
yes.
what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's,
as I'm sorry.
And that's
that?
My thank you so much for this forum, that we were able to express our feelings and our,
yes.
our emotions, and I really appreciate this.
Sorry,
I appreciate
Sharon.
It too.
Yes, thank you. Sharon, I couldn't
yes.
have it any other way. Because last June, I don't know if you remember my friend who works at tax office, Clive Brown. I lost him last April of last year too. So, you know, I did the same for him, and I would not let this time go pass, and I didn't do it for Joel because he would have done it for me, you know, because we have to let people know how we feel. And for everybody else who is on the line, the one thing I want to ask you, let us not wait until people are sick to express how we feel about them. If there's any little thing that's in our life now that is not really on the up and up with anybody, let's just call them and forgive them for it. And let's just move along and just live each day to the fullest. Let's just live each day to the fullest. And I'm glad that each and every one of you call in. Some of you I don't know, but I look forward to meeting you one of these days. And Donovan, I'm sure when I lie down and start concentrate, I'll remember who you are. Right now, I'm going through a little roller coaster, you know.
Okay.
But Joel, my friend, he was a good man. He has left us with a legacy that nobody will ever be able to rob us from. And I'm going to put the link to this episode on Sharon's page, and you all can copy it and put it on Jordan's page and everybody's page so they can listen to to this conversation. I want to tell you all to hold the faith, and God does not make any mistakes. We love Joel, but he so much loved him more than we could ever love him. And we know that we will see our brother again.
Yes.
We will see him again. And if we have not yet made that decision to see him, let us not wait until tomorrow to make that decision. We have to make that decision and position ourselves in a way that we can see our brother and friend again. And for those of you who listened online, I ask you to share this segment because we all have people who are dear to us in our lives. And sometimes we think, like one of Joel's nieces said, time was cut short. But so long as we live one day at a time, just live in the present, we won't say that anything is short because we will not be living a life of regret. Again, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to share it with extended family members and friends of Joel, Bigfoot Hilton. And may your soul rest in place, my friend. And for all of you, you know that I always say that you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you were created for greatness. And with that being said, I want you to follow your destiny. I'll see you again on Wednesday, at 12 noon. So stay well, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Welcome.
Good
night.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? The plan.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you.